Maggie, where are you? This is Ed Curtis, and I'm waiting for you to... Oh, I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nick and Rich Show from my girl Nikki, and this is the hottest radio show on the planet. Girl, get it started.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That is music from Chris Cassino. That's I'm Selling Everything right now. We got some more hot new music as well. We got DJ PC, and this is BGB Remix. C-O-N.
Turn around. a freak like I like them. I grab her by the waist, lay her on the bed, and let her. Her so big, them ups run. Hips so wide, they be blocking out the sun. She walk with a wallet and her pants hang low. Right above her butt with a thong wanna show. She got the bubblegum booty, hit it real right. Before I flip her over, I'ma give her a bite. Like, shit right there, got a bubblegum booty.
She got a
bubblegum booty.
She got a
bubblegum booty. That shit right there, got a bubblegum booty.
She got a
bubblegum booty.
She got a
bubblegum booty. That shit right there, got a bubblegum booty.
She got a
bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum
booty. That shit right there, got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
It's the darkest, 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 darkest Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, it's your boy J-Dog, Prince of the Cabin. One on my earth, know I'm fan coming out from 706. Here I tune in to Miss Nita Rick, Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all.
Oh, y'all, he just be gone in front of his home. What it is, the group was wrong. Who's wrong, gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it comes, better believe on, gotta show that you can lean on.
Finding the chick I wanna bone. Like they couldn't stop me, I'm about to pull up at your home. In the zone,
they see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to get me riding dirty.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? This your boy Lil Lazy Bone.
Yeah, and this your boy Spectacular from Pretty Ricky.
We sending a special shout out to Nicky Rich, you know what I'm saying? From the Nicky Rick Show.
Yep.
Yo, 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 what up? It's the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? And I just want to give a big shout-out to my girl, you know what I'm talking about, Nicky Rich, right here on iJive Urban Rich Radio, baby.
Shout-out to the Nicky Rich Show. One of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nicki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting...
I would like to bring in our special guest for tonight. We have Crazy Bone, Grammy Award winning Crazy Bone in the building. What's going on?
What's up? What's going on with it, man?
Nothing much. Nothing much. We're glad to have you in the building.
Yes, man, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on, you know.
Yes, yes. I want to let everybody know that, you know, you sold over 50 million albums worldwide, two-time Grammy Award winner, two times American Music Award winner, BET Music Award winner.
I'm just chopping it up, trying to see, you know, how we going to move it for this year. And also I'm working on, you know, a solo album that's been highly anticipated for about 2 or 3 years now. It's Chasing the Devil, looking to get that out around third quarter, around July, August, hopefully. And, man, I've been working on, I just released a mixtape, the Fixtape Volume 4 Under the Influence, in November, so that's been getting real good responses. You know, I've been doing shows, you know, promoting that. I actually have a show tonight in Pasadena promoting that. And man, it's been working as well as, you know, developing artists for my new label, The Life Entertainment, a label that me and Wishbone is partners with. But we've been developing artists, man, and getting ready to, like, make a huge, set off a huge launch campaign with the artists we're working with. And, this year's going to be real full. And at this, while all this is going on, we have tours that we're going to get ready to go on the tour. In Canada, and then we're going to be going to Europe in the summertime, and then maybe a possible Bone tour. All five members, you know, we haven't done that in years, you know, but we're trying to get all this together. So, you know, lucky we've been able to stay in the fold, and just like, even though we've been dipping and dabbing on the back scenes and maneuvering how we need to, you know, man, we still here, and our presence is still here because you hear our style and like almost. all of these artists today. So it's like we still allow these new artists keeping us alive when they tamper into what we brought to the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, we gonna be here forever as long as that's going on.
Exactly. Now, when you play your music, how do you feel when you playing your music? I know you get this feeling, this excitement feeling, or, you know, what does it feel like? Oh, that's my song right
there. Oh, man, it's cool. You know, like, I don't really like, I mean, I listen to music like crazy until it comes out. For some reason, I always been like that. And after it comes out, it takes me a while to go back and listen to it. Like I haven't listened to it unless I have to perform it. But, like, I haven't, like, actually put my mixtape CD in, like, since it came out. And I used to listen to it almost every day. But now since it's out, it's just, like, it's off my mind. I'm moving to the next project. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, I constantly keep moving. But I just sit down sometimes, like, and I listen to it and reflect on, like, the – like some of the old Bone music was like, man, we was really on one back in the days. Like, you know, like I do sit back and just reflect on it, like, time to time. But I really don't listen to the music. Like, yeah, man, as us being leaders in what we do, you know, and us being at the forefront in the media, you know, I think it's, you know, like, you know, I realize, you know, like, that how responsible we have to be. You know what I'm saying? Although we can go around and say we ain't trying to be no role model. I mean, you know, like, bottom line, we got to face the fact it's people out there to see what we're doing, and they want to be like that. And, you know, it's, you know, we have a responsibility to, like, try to show them how to get to it without having to go through so much drama doing it, or, you know, like, and to just stay away from the negativity. So it's like, man, because I think, you know, one thing I definitely think we don't all have to answer for our deeds while we was here, you know, like, and if we don't try to help people and, you know, like, inform them and just look out for other people, you know what I'm saying, besides our family and stuff like that. I mean, like, we're going to have to answer for that. So it's like, you know, and plus it's cool to help other people. Ain't nothing wrong with it, you know.
Exactly. And before we get to our phone lines, because they're ham right now, they're going crazy, I want to play some music. I know we got a couple of songs, and one song I would like to play is Stand the Pain. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man, basically it was, I mean, when I first heard the track, you know, it was a cover of the Big Sean track. When I first heard the track, I was like, you know, I immediately heard, like, the music from New Edition, Stand the Rain. And, you know, so I always loved that song, you know, but when I was, like, singing over, I just started saying pain, and I just got the idea, and, you know, basically, like, just trying to tell people, you know, like, you know, that they can keep their head up, you know, like, we all going to go through a little pain, you know what I'm saying, but it ain't going to last long, you know, so everybody just need to try to keep their head up and just roll on and be strong.
Exactly. Well, we are live with Crazy Bone in the building, and this is Stand the Pain, Nicky Rich Show.
Yeah. I'm cool though, I'm on one. It's physical time, I'm making the physical bind. It's making me feel that it's blind. Trying to stay relevant, got me slaving for two masters. One of them is your wife, but the other one I despise. But I'm thinking that on his drive, gonna be swallowing all my pride. Decided to follow the lies, cause it's really getting dark outside. Yeah, so I can change, and I can stand, and I can handle pain. But I hope the change is coming soon, because I'm really drained. In the air, if you're doing bad or feeling sad, come back God and say you the man. Help me maneuver through all this manure, clean my hand. Help me get through all this foolish influence from the land. Show me the way and the path I should walk in, what's the plan? Tell me if I should keep chasing temptation, chasing fast. They say the world is passing away and it's changing fast. So just a little while longer and the pain will pass.
All right, all right. You just listened to Crazy Bone, man. That's hot. I love that. That is so hot, man. We're gonna go to the phone lines. I see we got people just lined up to talk to you. We're gonna go through a couple of calls. We're gonna go to a 207. 207 caller, you on the air?
Yes, hey, Crazy Bone, my name's Nick, and I'm 12 years old.
What's up, Nick?
Not much. I just think I love your song, Riding, with Chameleon there, and I just think you're awesome, and I'm also a singer, too. I take some singing lessons, and I'm just trying to become a better artist, and I love singing music. I listen to it all the time. I just got a mixing table for Christmas. I love to DJ, and I just love music. But I had one question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
And I just wanted to know what it's like to just, when you step on that stage and you start singing, what's, like, the rush you get? Is it, I mean, I just want to know what it's like because, I mean, yeah, I just want to know what it's like to just be in front of all those people because, I mean, I've sang in front of small groups or recitals and stuff, but those aren't, that's just like class, like not the music I want to be singing, but it's like classic music, but.
Well, man, I can honestly tell you that it's not the best feeling, but it's one of the best feelings in the world. You know, when you can go out there and you can really see that all your hard work and dedication and like real music has actually paid off and touched all those people that are screaming and, you know, like really like vibing to the music, you know, because that's a blessing to be able to have that many. You good if you can get a room full of people to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? But to have like millions of people in different countries and, you know, it's truly a blessing because I see that, like, what we're doing is we're really reaching people, you know, and it's a good thing. We did have a positive message in some of our songs, like, so everything that reached them wasn't all negative. It was positive, too, so we helped a lot of people, and that's a good feeling as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is so sick that I'm actually getting to talk to you. Blog Talk Radio is such an awesome thing. I mean, you're just amazing. And you like in Riding, for instance, when you sing the second verse, holy crap, you're rapping fast. I mean, I've never seen anybody rap that fast. It's like insane, man. And, yeah, and I live in Maine, and I mean, we don't like. There's nobody who there's like. There's not a lot of talent coming out of Maine right now, but, I mean, you're just you're amazing, man. That's all I have to really say.
Man, you know, I definitely appreciate that, man, especially coming from you. Like, you know, how old are you, 12 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what, you know, like, I really appreciate it coming from you, like, you know, especially, like, being the fact that you wasn't even born when we first came out. It's like, we was,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's crazy. Like, so for you to have a knowledge and a love for the type of music, I can tell, like, if you're serious about becoming an artist, you will make it, because I can hear it in your voice, and I can hear the question you asked about how does the rush feel. Trust me, it's the same way I felt when I was young. Because I saw Michael Jackson on stage one day, and a shock went through my body, and I was like, that's what I'm going to be doing very soon, you know? And I just wanted it, and I made it, and I went out, and I made it happen. So, you know what I'm saying, just keep striving for it. You know, if you want it bad enough and you're serious, just work hard for it.
Yeah, I'm very serious about music. And when you say Michael Jackson, I love him. I have about every song on my iPod of him. I mean, like, I love everything. I love all his music that he's done. He's an amazing artist, but that's another story. But just, you're awesome, man. Love your music. Again, this is sick. This is just some, wow, this is sick.
Well, thank you, Nick, and you know, it's awesome that you called in. Thank you so much, and, you know, it's amazing to see young people, and you asking questions, you know, really well, and I can tell you're gonna do your thing when you grow up as well. So much love to you, and keep doing what you're doing, hon. Stay on that path.
All right, thanks for taking my call, Nikki.
You're welcome. God bless.
All right.
We'll go to a couple more callers. We got a 757 caller. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
It's Nikki. What's going on, baby? How you doing? It's Kane.
Hey.
I'm good.
How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'll be busy. I'll be so busy. I've finally been able to catch up with the show, and it just so happens that you actually have one of, you know, my favorite artists, which, you know, it takes a lot from any artist in the game to actually have me excited to talk to him. But this is, like, you know, kind of once in a lifetime for me. So I had to call in and check it out, man.
That's what's up. Appreciate
that. Really, I mean, I wanted to listen in this time specifically simply because I grew up on Bone Thugs. I grew up on, you know, Twista, Do or Die, and Crucial Conflict, all the different Midwest groups, because I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio myself. And I've actually, you know, grown up, you know, in music. Music is my life, and now I'm producing on a pretty high level. And to actually see how far you come, it's really an honor for me to see it, simply because coming from the same type of place and to see where you are now, that's like something that's real. It's very rare where we're from. I mean, as you would know, and like it's real dope to see how you reach people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just had a 12-year-old kid from Maine call in. You know what I'm saying? And a 12-year-old white kid at that, we probably may not have had the same task that we had, or you know what I'm saying? And to see that you're reaching the people, man, that's just awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, that's something that we was, like, truly blessed with, you know. And it like, even continues. Like, when we go to Australia and we go to, you know, we go to the UK, it's like the same love, you know. And that's definitely, it's nothing else but than a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're reaching that many people because God gave us that gift. So that it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely, man. And really, man, I was actually, you know, I was one of those people that was always, you know, rooting for Bone Thugs to just, you know, stay together and you know, do another, you know, couple albums together and everything like that. And, of course, you know, some things don't work out like you always plan them to, but the time that you guys were together, it was just, it was magic. You know what I'm saying? It was magic all the way from 91 all the way up to now. It's just been magic, and be blessed with the type of talent with reaching people. It's just, it's another awesome thing, man. And I'm working on quite a few things right now as we speak, and I've been in touch with your people, so I'm really looking forward to be able to, you know, get with you, get some work in or something like that, and really make some magic from here on out.
Okay, for sure. We'll definitely talk up on something.
All right, cocaine. Thank you.
Definitely.
And Miss Nikki, I got some new work that's coming to you, so just be on the lookout in your inbox. I mean, like I told you, I was gonna get you a couple of exclusives that don't nobody else have, so shoot that over to you, and just keep doing your thing, baby. I'm proud of you too. Like I tell you every time I talk to you, I'm proud of you and seeing your show continue to grow and you're doing your thing.
Thank you. Much love. All right. We're gonna take one more caller and then we're gonna wind it down. We're going to go to the Mighty Beat Taping. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's up, Nikki? What's up, Crazy Bump?
What's up? What's up with it, man?
Man, every time, I got to say, man, you've always been a very big inspiration, man, in my life, man. Just you know, with the positive records that you guys put out. And all the records, man, every time, you know, I would always play your song, It's All Real, man. Every time I would hear you say, "We're my mighty, mighty warriors." I was like, you know what, man? He's talking to me, man, because I was one of them copy people. So y'all came through, man, and, you know, y'all did the thing out there with Ruthless, man. It just, I don't know, man, it just brought a sense of pride to me, man, and I've always respected everything that you guys have, you know, have done, man, and it was good to hear you say earlier in the call, man, that, you know, you and the guys were all together on the conference call, man, just, you know, getting that love and getting that vibe back out, man. And I just wanted to say, man, much love to you and, you know, much love to Nikki and everybody, you know, in 2012, man. I can't wait to hear what you and the Bone, you know, got to put out, man. And, hey, this is just an honor, man, just to talk to you on the line right now, Crazy. Much love, y'all.
Man, it's all good. It's all love, man. It's all love.
Thank you so much. Much love, man. Crazy. I'm telling you, the lines is crazy. The chat room is crazy right now. It's all crazy.
That's what's up.
And I know I want to play one more song, and then we're going to wind it down. I know you're very busy tonight, and you got a lot going on. We have this song called Explosive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man, that was a track produced by one of my homies named Isaiah. You know, he passed me the track, you know, and as soon as I heard the track, I knew it was something different. And that, you know what I'm saying? And I just, like, fell in love with the track as soon as I heard it and instantly came up with the hook, you know, and it was just like after that, it was, man, it's a real cool song, you know.
Hit him when it sounds so explosive. Kick him under as if I was hypnosis. The flow picks you up, it won't let you down. It keeps you up, it won't let you down. Explosive, 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 explosive. Explosive. With a mystic mind, I come with the wicked to rip the rhyme. The rhythm is sitting in the hypnotized. They really been missing the gym and now I'm feeling the vibe, feeling the mind. Down below, taking the loss ain't optional. Tricking me off ain't possible. Domino! Reaction, attack him, collapse him, can't handle the flashes. Get out of remind him that it's the thuggish, rugged madness. We're getting the real no matter how they think we soft, we let them know. You folks are trying to really give up on. Let's go! Not upset me like I'm weak, I can't none of them compete. Don't get out of my mind. They kick, but I stop them in their creep. Back them up with my knife. I keep them up on my feet. Let them break them underneath. Don't be wasting my time. The hustle in me runs deep. Cause it's going from the street. So I stay on my grind. Cause I'm gonna be somebody. I'm somebody. Need somebody. Come on. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm somebody. Need somebody. I'm gonna get ready to ride.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yes, definitely.
Much love, much love. Thank you for stopping through to the Nicky Rich Show. We wish you all the best. And, you know, you can send us music, and you can flood our emails. We're going to continue to play it. As a matter of fact, you can go back to all the old shows, the prior shows, and hear that we have you in steady rotation. That's all you got to do.
Download it, and you can send it to everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. But right now, we're going to wind it down. You can go check out the info, NikkiRichShow.com. We have artists featured on our show, on our site. And also, there are artists that's going to be on the show that or have been on the show. So next week, y'all, we got a list of people coming on, and it is going down. You think this first week? It is going down, y'all. Y'all got to keep it locked. When we wind it down, we always say, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we are ending tonight by saying God bless, God bless. I'm Nikki Rich of The Nikki Rich Show.